Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 99.1, to Boston, Bloomberg 1200, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, Sirius XM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Markets.
Remember the lines that were snaking through airports during last summer's peak travel season, those lines at security lanes? Well, we're going to be speaking with a company, Morpho Trust, that operates the TSA pre-check program. We've got details, but let's get details from John Tucker in the Bloomberg newsroom.
Yeah, Tim, the earlier gains we were seeing for stocks, starting to pair those back right now. Stocks a little changed, we'll say, right now, after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates without accelerating the timeline for future tightening yesterday. The Fed Chair Janet Yellen said yesterday the U.S. economy looking pretty decent. We talked earlier to Peter Hooper. He's a chief economist at Deutsche Bank Securities. He says business investment is the next step for the U.S. economy.
It's been holding it back. Any number of uncertainties that have come along, including, I think, unusually depressed sentiment, if you will, in the business sector. So we think there is going to be some turnaround, some pickup going forward.
Tech companies, biggest gainers in the market right now. The volume there in tech accounting for about one-third of the early trading. Most of this trading taking place in Oracle. Those shares up after saying revenue in cloud services grew 62% in Q3. And Dow Jones Industrial Average, 4 points right now. The S&P 500 has turned lower, down a point. NASDAQ Composite Index, 3 points higher. We check the markets for you every 15 minutes during the trading day, right here on Bloomberg Radio. And that is your Business Flash, Lisa and Pim.
Thank you very much, John Tucker. Bloomberg Markets is brought to you by Commonwealth Financial Network. When it's time to change the conversation, speak with a broker-dealer RIA who is ready to listen. Call 866-462-3638 or visit commonwealth.com to learn more. Lisa Abramowitz, I don't know about you, but you know, when you travel in the nation's airports, the anxiety level of every passenger seems to increase the closer they get to the security lanes.
And, or perhaps to seeing how long they are.
Well, that's the point. In other words, you really do not know sometimes how long the queue will be. Well, here to tell us a little bit about this whole world is Charles Carroll. He is VP for Enrollment Services for Morpho Trust. And Morpho Trust USA is a division of Safran, the large multinational aeronautics and defense company. And he joins us now from Nashville.
Wait, they're the ones that operate the TSA pre-check program, to be clear.
Morpho Trust. Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes. That's where we're going. All right. So, Charles, tell us about your involvement with the TSA and also the many other security solutions that you provide, because you do things like mobile phone-based driver's licenses.
That's correct. Good morning. First of all, I think PreCheck is probably the most advanced and the most stress-free manner in which to travel. The program's been in place since December of 2013. We rolled it out. It took us about 6 months to stand up 300 enrollment locations. Part of the program requires that you can go to a website, you sign up for an appointment, you schedule it, you choose the location you want to go to. And then you have to go to an enrollment center where we collect biographical information. We take your biometrics, which is your fingerprint. And then all of that is transmitted into the TSA and then into multiple databases. And really what the government is trying to do is lower the risk and pre-vet people to make sure that they are who they say they are. They're not on a terrorist list, and that allows you to go into an expedited lane where you don't have to take shoes off, your belt off, your laptop off. And I have to tell you, it dramatically increases the efficiency and dramatically lowers the stress.
Charles, how often are people rejected for pre-check?
Well, we don't have that statistical information, but we know that there's certain requirements and there's certain actions that a person has committed, certain types of serious criminal offenses that will keep you from getting the PreCheck clearance and becoming a PreCheck member. If you're also in question on, as far as your identity and as far as being on a no-fly list, a possible terrorist list, then you also are rejected.
Now, I don't know whether you heard today, but the news is that President Donald Trump's administration is proposing to turn the FAA, the air traffic control system, into a non-profit government org agency. And I'm wondering, or company, rather, and I'm wondering if you could comment on sort of the infrastructure issues that you deal with, because you're talking about back-end stuff, but eventually this all has to play out in the real world.
Yeah, I think you're right. I've heard some of the comments and what the proposals may be in regards to the privatization. I tend to think that when you privatize and you make things a little more streamlined, that you improve the efficiency. I also know that the president is looking for ways to generate revenue to build the so-called wall. I know that they're looking at the Coast Guard and looking at TSA to cut or to find revenue and cut expenses. But I also know that the president has a commitment to security and keeping the American people safe. So I don't anticipate, in regards to TSA, that we'll see any significant decrease in programs that impact the safety of the traveling public.
Well, and Charles, your company is a private company that partners with the government to provide this security program, correct? So, I mean, this is sort of a similar privatization in some ways of certain aspects of government security. And I'm wondering, how closely does the government work with you to sort of oversee your security parameters and the way that you do things?
Well, they work very closely with us, and the federal requirements in regards to information assurance or security and all the protocols and all of the requirements are quite high. We provide services to a large number of states where people have to go to our centers and get a background check through the FBI to become daycare workers, nurses, doctors, insurance, bankers. And I can tell you that the federal government requirements in general are higher than most states. And so it's very highly regulated. We believe in the program. When they came to us, we offer a number of programs for the federal government, and they asked if we were interested in adding this to another program, and we are. We believe, and part of our mission statement is to secure and protect the lives of the American people. And the most important part of that mission statement is to simplify. So we believe that you get all three in the PreCheck program. It simplifies travel. It makes travel and the American public more safe, more secure. So we've invested a lot of money on the front end, and we will get that money back over a number of years as we operate that program.
Thank you so much for joining us. Charles Carroll, Vice President for Enrollment Services at MorphoTrust USA. That's the company that operates TSA's PreCheck program, talking about the beauties of not having to wait in a long line, especially not with screaming children. That is a particularly unpleasant experience, Pam. I imagine you've had some experience there, too. Now it's time to check on the latest world and national headlines with Nancy Lyons in the Bloomberg 99.1 newsroom in Washington. Nancy?
Thanks, Lisa. President Trump's proposed budget, just released this morning, is heavy on defense and slashes many domestic programs. Republican Congressman Todd Rokita of Indiana tells Bloomberg he knew there would be increases to the military.
Our president said this from day one on the campaign, and I'm certainly not surprised by it. We're ready to look at it. Of course, it's the Congress under Title I of the Constitution that really has final say over the purse strings, and we intend to exercise that authority.
The spending blueprint eliminates the National Endowment for the Arts, legal aid for the poor, low-income heating assistance, and the AmeriCorps National Service Program. It also sets aside money to begin construction of the border wall. President Trump is vowing to appeal the latest decision by two federal judges to block a revised travel ban affecting some from predominantly Muslim countries. The latest ruling was this morning in Maryland. A North Korean diplomat in China says Pyongyang must act in self-defense against the U.S. and South Korea's joint military drills, which he said have brought the region to the brink of nuclear war. But U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, on a three-nation tour of North Asia, is offering a different message.
North Korea and its people need not fear the United States or their neighbors in the region who seek only to live in peace with North Korea. With this in mind, the United States calls on North Korea to abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs and refrain from any further provocations.
He says 20 years of U.S. diplomatic and other efforts to get North Korea to denuclearize have failed, but he gave no specifics. Global News 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,600 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries.